The agency, which has been around since 1953, has been hit hard by Kansas's decision to get rid of two programs that accounted for more than $1 million of its revenues. Randy Kahlstrom, Wyandotte's president and CEO, said the state discontinued using community mental health centers as gatekeepers that did hospital assessments for Medicaid recipients, and it eliminated a pilot health home program designed to improve the health of people with severe and persistent mental illnesses.
It's not necessarily just one thing. It's here, it's there, and it's just the cumulative effect.
Last week, Wyandotte ended drop-in services at the Frank Williams Center for the Homeless because of lack of funding. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Dan Margulies.